Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Are you clapping? Thank you very much. It was yesterday. I was looking through the archives when we started the W3. We came back to Tesano from Sapema. And in the Sunday evening meetings, communion services, Sunday revival in the evenings, Minister Mauli will come with his beautiful wife and their children. They will sing powerfully. They will never take a kobo as honorarium. And they came frequently, many, many times. And so if he's gone home tonight, especially, I can see Minister Henrietta. I would love her to sing at least one song before we start. Amen. Are you clapping for her? Clap, 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 clap. Sing for the Lord, sweet.
Hallelujah. I thank God for His grace and mercy. It's by His grace that we are alive. I'm grateful, Daddy, Mommy, for dedicating the program to my husband. You are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail and you never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. Cause you're too faithful to fail me.
Is that your testimony?
For him, he is the Lord. He has said it, and surely he will do. Hold on to your faith, your confessions, all the days of your life. Yeah. And you will see the hand of the Lord in your life.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, let us pray. And Father, we honor you for your faithfulness and favor. I'm asking for your hand of blessing. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are the teacher. We are not going to stand here condescending like we are some smart guys. But only for your grace and mercy, Paul says, he is who he is by the grace of God. Let this gracias, the grace, draw more. Let it spill all over and do your people good. We will be careful to bring you all the honor and glory. We rebuke every satanic presence, every networkings of evil. We silence the order of the enemy. I bless you that your people will receive a solidified foundation to do exploits in their time and beyond. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, I pray that you will take over the heart and the spirit of every person and navigate our steps, our choices, and our decisions. In Jesus' precious name, somebody say amen. Yeah. I will love, oh, you can clap your hands. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down. Clap these special hands. Hallelujah. The premise of our gathering tonight will be in Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 23. Proverbs 23, 23. The scripture makes a very solidified submission. He said, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Buy the truth. Can you help me so that my audience can follow me? And also all our friends from around the world to be able to get it. In the other versions of the scripture, any version will be good. In this one, the Bible said, truth, wisdom, learning, and good sense, these are worth paying for, but too valuable for you to sell. I want us to read it together in concept of faith. Ready and go. Truth, wisdom, learning, and good sense, these are worth paying for, but too valuable for you to sell. And I want you to note that we are here for these commodities: truth, wisdom, learning. And I'm going to base my submission a lot on learning. Merci, if you take the grace of God, the anointing, the move of the Holy Spirit, if you take that apart, ministry can be learned. And I'm going to bring it to marriage. Relationships and marriages, if you take the anointing, the grace of God, the favor of God that goes with it, it can be learned. And so we are here to learn. We are here to learn. Ubikudi produce our quantity. Somebody wants to be an officer in the police service, he goes for training. Somebody wants to be a nurse, she goes for training. If somebody wants to be a medical doctor, the person is trained. If somebody wants to be a soldier, same. Even a preacher, the person that goes to, I have a brother who is a Roman Catholic father, Father Abiam Danso. He did his training for 13 years. 5 years in Nkwetia doing his vows. 7 years in the north. And then when he put, 7 years in Rome. And then he came up to do, his practical, mission or project work here. And then he has been consecrated. Somebody wants to be a preacher. Now lawyer for graduate training. Father, you training 13 years to be a father. Bomodi nya wa botetwe akono na afri wa ya se. I need to talk to you. Then found senipan was shaft at the fita. So when to me and to be being free na ya se. I said, "Oh, you mean somebody men say banana?" I said, "Hallelujah." Ube kuata defeat anymore. I said, "If you don't do that," and so they take them through the necessary training so that they can be able to be selfless and get themselves out of that fleshly, lustly, erotical kind of thing, get themselves out of it and let them to be able to know that they are sold out for Christ and for his work. Say amen. Amen. Yeah, same as the Roman sisters, reverend sisters, episcopal sisters, same. They take them all through that. And so we are here for the learning. Look exactly at how the Bible puts it. This is so amazing. Put the scripture back, let us work. So he said truth, wisdom, learning, and good sense. That word good sense will be very essential to every young person who is married or who is yet to marry. Good sense. I'm going to use synonymous words for good sense, and the word will be discretion. Discretion. The sense to know when to speak and when not to speak, when to release or relinquish, or when to withhold, when to make a decision and when not to. There are four people in your lives. Pastor Funke Adejumo was sharing a testimony. She said before Bishop Adejumo married her, 14 people proposed to her, and Bishop Adejumo was the 14th person. And all of them are born again believers, tongue talking believers. Then you need good sense to be able to. So I can equalize or equate the word good sense to discernment, to be able to know who to choose. Now, I've told the young ladies, if you are going to look at the outward appearance of a gentleman to make a decision, you are joking. Oh, you are joking. Missy me me hear me ho are the worry me a brand wa worry me na make ra maintenance. Maintenance if it's a menum chin se uno. It me a crank a men ware me. Me a cran and come in ware me. Me am a hesa de me boy yin cram pine me sumudum pene. Oh, yeah, make rana me am a huya marida ho. Remember my 1.5 bed mattress on the double bed, Idia, and I was going to bring her until a good Samaritan redeemed us. And that particular woman who redeemed us, she and her husband, they changed our bed, changed our dressing mirror, our bedroom facility, they changed. I don't joke with that woman until now. I treasure her, I cherish her. She is such a blessing and an angel. We had nothing. I mean, we had nothing. Apart from the unction and this long head, we had nothing. We had nothing. Hallelujah. You know, when I look at the day now, when I'm looking at a sweet, spiritual, sexy, romantic person. Sabra, I don't know if I'm going to you. Serious. Who is on that camera? Let's do a good work. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So I will use the opportunity tonight for us to, you know, settle on truth and settle on wisdom, settle on learning and a good sense. Let's maybe, before I allow you to take a seat, take it into two different other versions, and then quickly we can be able to work. In any version that you want to give, he said, buy truth and do not sell it. Do not sell it. Get wisdom and an instruction. Get wisdom and instruction and understanding. Not in this other version, the Bible went forward and said, buy truth, don't sell it for love of money. Wow. I think I like this version. Buy truth, do not sell it for love or money. Buy wisdom, buy education. Wow. Kubolo fu ninti ayi. Mwa ye demoko tena classroom wa na makwa chiri nkisi. I'm speaking to myself. Me si ewia ewia muha mango ni abrofo gati ewo ewira enna. Na ye mfe fugu classroom wa umusia. By education, by insight. And then the last version, in this one, he said, whichever, it's fine. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. In my language, he said, tonukre. Yeah, put it on the screen later. Tonukre and tonunto. Nyansa atene tene ene inhunumu enso. Yeah, tonukre. Koko tonukre. And ton. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in God's presence. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to typify an illustration. I'm going to take Bible characters first and then talk to you. I've chosen 10 Bible characters who had massive marital problems. So that I can allow you to understand that it is normal for you to be in a relationship with a guy. And see, tonight I am seeking to address complicated relationships. I'm not looking for the perfect church boy who found a church girl and they went to counseling and got married. Yeah, what the mohenna me 90. 5%, only 5% penny mua topada. Is that truth? See, I'm not a hypocrite. I will be a fool to be standing here thinking that I am going to teach you how to make love because you already know how to. Yeah. And you know all the sex positions and style, doggy, wheelbarrow, missionary style, all of you know. I didn't say me, what you say me, you're so fun to me, name the. Hey. Hallelujah. So I chose 10 Bible characters. The first is Abraham. You know, and I'm typifying Abraham with actors who are black in complexion and who are typifying the Bible story or the gospel story. So this guy is an actor, and we are using him as an illustration for Abraham tonight. Now, when I look at Abraham, I see God's grace and might upon his life. The Bible called him the friend of God. In other words, he was the head blesser of his time. If God wanted to come on earth and stay within the neighborhood and needed somebody to hang around, it was Abraham. And the Bible said he was married to Sarah. And Sarah was a very, very, you know, fine, decent woman. This woman was a godly woman. As a matter of fact, the Bible called her a holy woman. Enunti na Sarah nso wode wo juo Efra Abraham se miwura. And before he said that was a same thing na e ma kronkron fo no. E bre won ho asema won kasa won kuno no. E ma Sarah nso bre ne ho asema ne ono ankasa ne ho kemi. E de an obrase Efra no miwura. My Lord. But God, when he had, you know, blessed his union, Sarah could not have babies. And so this Sarah told Abraham, there are very nice looking women. The first woman, the Bible called the woman Keturah. And this was how she looked like. I mean, go back to Sarah, and when you look at Sarah, and come and look at Keturah, and as who Abraham kranka becheke Keturah. And then, when the connection with Keturah didn't really work, then Abraham found this beautiful Egyptian black girl called Hagar. I mean, what do you check a Hagar? Bobby, yeah, Bobby. Enimdia, enimdia. Sister, we was who ne wo imua topa ubiti me abua topa serious. I'm where my name is. I can see the Holy Ghost people here. Hey, a grace of war. Woman, you must say, we are se for Jimukunum. Mohokra to me, Mama. The barber of Butumuti Carabalaba, Shalabalaba, Carabalaba. A babwe no dia, a diane noa, our dear yen, a yen nam hobbia. A sofa be pray on my wadia guna, went to me near Juma. God, help me, we lift you. I see the miracle is coming with the tangible miracle of God. Tonight, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost is peeling. Oh my God, I feel it. But it or they written, said I'm not so. It is of my nigga on tears here. So for my nigga on tears here. There is one of the very painful things for married women is when you prepare the way for your husband, the king, to come to the palace. And you have expectations. We're going to take it from foreplay. Is this the area? We're going to take it from foreplay. Cuddling, peck to lip kissing, to deep kissing, tongue kissing. Hey, Sarah, what here? And then we move it further, and you know, fondling, breast sucking. I'm a police friend, my name is Taibi. Onim all the foreplay. Ghana men may be bring you romantic. Many men are not romantic. We went to wait upon the Lord at Sukron, a village near Samankese. And then the bus that came back to pick up the team, I think it was 2-3 buses, came up. And then I could see that gentleman pick up his bag and rush him the way whilst the ladies are there. I'm saying, what kind of sign is this? Allow the ladies. We say, what were they when was with this simua? Bimusafi. Wajine jine, what would this simua? Ha the same one, psh, as I drum patcho, 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 ukitana, patcho, patcho, says Hallelujah. So I picked up Abraham as number one. Who is our number two person? Gentleman. I think it's Moses. Moses, you know, I picked up Moses, the man of God. And then he went to a place and met a priest's daughter by the name Zipporah. But this girl, a black girl, was such a pretty but very, very, very smart girl. Being a pastor's daughter, I can understand what ministry and business worked like. She was a smart girl. But Moses didn't have time for this woman. Moses was locked up with ministry, doing the work of God all the time, to the point that sometimes his father-in-law, Jethro, will have to carry his children, Geshom, and his sister, and carry them to Moses and say, Moses, you don't work like that. You don't sacrifice all your time for the work of God and leave them your own ministry, your own house. You don't work for God like that. And, you know, when I'm speaking, you know, to Moses, I'm speaking to so many men of God. We are locked up in the work of God to the point. And it's not only ministry. People are too locked up in business. And cry. How many people don't have time for their children? Many people. I don't know about now, but when we used to leave in the school, I saw single parents who were fathers. One particular father, he used to wake up and drop the child at 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, but there is nobody in the school. He said, if I don't do it like that, I cannot make my goods. You know, I need to open the warehouse for them to deliver the goods. And the boy will stay in the school till 9 in the evening. Because neire jano. Oyema efienya bebianye. So I want you to listen to me very carefully tonight. Marriage can destroy your total vision. Relationship can. Me see, when we have a shake chaleni kambu about sudden, so now I'm saying shake chaleni kambu. Serious. I've seen many preachers preaching with their zippers open, and they don't even know their zippers were open. One banana, someone here catch them and say, "What we are." Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 abuefunu ne diechi anano no me anganja ose so fo ba ko preachi a prekope ose second Jeremiah chapter 4 please ama me we wan uno second Jeremiah da e wa na man pejam iti wetin you know na me say akwae me say na yire ne ne dwa so anope. Second Jeremiah chapter 4. One ka chapter 1. Hallelujah. Who is our number 3 person? Let's run through it very quickly. A gentleman is by the name Esau. The Bible said in, I think, Genesis chapter number 26, verse number 37, I think. Genesis 26, 37. Put it on the screen. Let us look at the word of the Lord that is in there. The Bible said that this young man got married, and his marriage was a grief of mind to his parents. It was a grief to his parents. Now, what do you know was so much of this one to the point, say, it was a grief to his parents. Very shocking. I know I'm giving you a lot of work combining all pictures and text at the same time. Amen. Genesis 26. Let me get done this work. It is a very important scripture as related to this particular story. So allow me to read it to you. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Praise God. All right. Lovely. Okay, so Genesis 26 and verse 35. Did I say 37? All right, 35. 35. The Bible said, okay, let's read from 33 so that it will make sense. And the Bible said, and he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Bathsheba until this day. In the 34th verse, the scripture said, and Esau was 40 years old, and he took Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bathshemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. And so all the people that Esau married were Hittites, but he was a Hebrew. And here we are not talking about tribe or ethnicity. The Bible said, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Here he is talking about heart motives and conscience. Amos chapter 3, verse number 3. If two cannot be agreed, they can't walk together. And so I keep telling the people, marry your friend. Because you will not have sex all the time. You know, myself and Dede, we've been married for 24 years by the grace of God. And we realize that when you get married from the beginning, you have sex left and right. You can have sex like 4 times in a day, in a kitchen, in a bathroom, in a... I said, but I'm no kind of... Ubu atopa rough rough. So I said, me nim nienti a agree so for mumpe plain plain talk. Unte yaswa me bas me gana se. Say a good amen, Pastor Mary, come and help me. What for? See, there's a reception church going on right now. Go and chew biscuits and toffees and enjoy yourself. Sweetie, more mama drinks and no more. And give them a lot of chicken for me. If you have your child with you, can you let them go with the pastors? And so that I can be able to not to restrict myself and entertain by heart, by heart. Jeffrey, boy, if I can get the text a little bolder, I will be grateful. Yeah, except that there is one agreement. Without agreement, forget about it. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. So, don't worry, they are in good hands. And so allow the kids to go upstairs and enjoy themselves. Amen. So, show me Judith. Esau's wife. This was a beautiful woman. You know, that Judith was such a sweet person. But that marriage was a grief of mind. That kind of life. Grief of mind. Who is our next gentleman? And maybe I'll pause in the middle and do my submission and why I'm doing all this. You know, be smart and let us work, please. On my next roll, number 3 is King David. The ladies' man. King David is just like General Kutu Achampo. Sweet guy. He knows and has the influence. Just sweet guy. When you meet, somebody like Will Smith, you meet the ladies' man. There are some people that you meet like Eddie Murphy. You meet the ladies' man. God said to Nathan, if the women I gave David were not enough, he should have told me so that I would have added more. Wow. You are a ladies' man. But David took 2 people's wives. The first one was Bathsheba, Nabal's, Uriah's wife. Okay, Abigail, let's start with Abigail. Abigail, Nabal's wife. And then Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. He was a wife snatcher. So I'm wondering how he still could be the man after God's own heart. It's a mystery, isn't it? Awa se sister yi dware. Na se honkunkun tu akono mfiri wa ya asia. Eno lezie yi nani ato nje. Serious, there is no way you can resist. Hallelujah. And then we go to King Solomon. The record breaker. 700 wives. 700 wives and 300 girlfriends. 1,000 women in all. His first wife he brought into Jerusalem was Pharaoh's daughter, Queen Naama. Beautiful girl. Solomon, what is to? 60% of the women he married were black women. I know that by the premise of the Song of Solomon, when you read the scriptures, he makes it very clear in the word of the Lord. Say amen. Allow me, Esther, to read Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. When I finish reading that particular, maybe let me start from verse number 5. I charge you by the dazzles of the fields, daughters of Zion, do not stir nor awaken up love until it pleases. Song of Solomon, chapter 8 and verse 4. Do not stir up, do not awaken love. Can we work with that, please? Until it pleases. And then in verse number 5, he goes up to talk about who is this that cometh from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved. I raised thee up under the apple tree, and there thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. But I like verse 6. In verse 6, interestingly, he said, set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm. For love is stronger as death. Solomon. Solomon is Shiawa. Solomon is Shiawa. Solomon is Shiawa. We really could have been free, so why are you born again? Ube power, dear. So now, name is what power, dear. I'm telling you, Solomon Shiawa was saying, love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave, the cause thereof as the cause of fire. In other words, he is saying that love is fire. When he turned to me, did you know what I'm saying? Or do what did you mean today? Hallelujah. Say a good amen. All right. Now, after Solomon, the Bible said, and the 1,000 women stole his heart away from God. Solomon drifted away. There is a man who buy and will be about in the bosom by. In Israel, every day was a holiday. We see a kuru muna holiday we nyame adiachia we so dear adiachia we so dear. It in one day they can have like celebrating about 7 goddesses. And the Lord said, I will push Solomon to the battlefront. I will let the enemy's sword kill him. David was over 80 years. Solomon became a king when he was 16 years. He ruled for 40 years. 56 years. A man of children, Akuma. And one more thing. I was telling Diddy, I read an article from an experienced coach. And the coach said, if anybody is an athlete, boxer, footballers, runners, whatever they are, if they love sex, their sport will not last. It was a skilled coach. Sports of war. If they are athletes, they play football, they play. It means they can't say the new year. Now no boy see boy here. I'm called boy. Me who would do? Me who would do? If me more on my year born 90 minutes, who can say who would do? Oh my, you don't want to swim in them. Hallelujah. And you know, of course, South Africa is set to that. Now, boy, see the tears here, but no man, I drew. Let me tell you something. In those days, Baba Yara, Reverend Osekov, in those days, when the players are camping, nobody goes there and nobody comes out. You can't bring your wife, you can't bring your mother, you can't bring anybody to camp. Once they are camping, they are camping. And it was in those days that they brought trophies to this nation. When discipline runs down, the Bible said he that cannot control his own emotions is like a city without walls. Now, tonight, allow me to be able to, why am I telling you all these stories? These are supposed to be great men of God without flaws. It makes the whole thing complicated. There are many people sitting here that you don't want your past to come up because it's too complicated. It's too complicated. You see, most of the time when people ask me the question, should I tell this guy who wants to know, should I tell everything? There are certain things that no ear should hear. And here maybe one may free tough for more. Angel cry, I sign and obituary. But for cry, no, I didn't mind. I'm not here, like I said, I'm not talking to church boys, church girls who, you know, got married, counseling. No, no, no. I'm talking to people who have known like 4, 5 guys, 7 guys before meeting you. I want to talk to people. I want to talk to people who have 1, 2 children already. Those are the people I want to talk to. I mean, God has sent me to repair the walls and the damages. It's okay. You have a child. It's okay. Why worry? Is it anything? Why worry? You know, and your boy, your girl, it's a miracle. Oh no, I'm from home. Mistakes. You know, I'm from home. And so now, what next? That's why we are here. What next? How can you repackage yourself nicely, valuably, and all that? Because listen, everybody seated here, especially the gentlemen, if all you are thinking is that because you na your hair, your papa no mawadi no amowari, you know, and na you na you this ana monechi, and so your father pays the bills, pays school fees, can rent a house, pay the rent, or buy a land, build a house, pay the workers and all that. If that is your mind in this 21st century, you are joking, because now we have women who can also pay the bills, pay school fees, buy cars, buy houses. So if all you you can clap your hands. I'm talking to the men. If all you are thinking is to pay stuff, now women can pay stuff. You see, your mind is so I will take you on holiday. They say will be a person will see will be pay, you know, flagstaff house here, pottery farm, and a brick gardens, a hona ye tutu yem koko, and then you know, Osuka so a honey dry abroad here, na ye ria, ne a crack or da Paris, na Argentina, a ho, and ye to your ball ago, and you know. Enumujasa. Because okay, kasa chewa, then the woman will believe. But now we are having career women. Yeah. I mean, I am not going to even stand here to tell any woman set here and making and never tell any woman that you should be a housewife. Enemy. Housewife. I swear to God, do something. Do something. If somebody have told Apostle Felicia Champon that Maxwell was going to die, Prophet Maxwell Champon was going to die, and leave these children to you, leave this church to you, she wouldn't have believed it. But it came to pass. Hey, you are preparing and bracing yourself for the best and for the worst. So you see, I'm not going to say, Mrs. Dinsey, okay, for better or for worse, okay, you see, you know, so you say, the mommy and saying, oh, you're in a responsibility. How you will raise these children is up to you. In the woody, I want to make a decision. Says, "Empire, you're born there. Ready? You better be mama. You better be mama. Why? If that happens, cry on your real, because Obia, every woman that have come to this stage is at this moment at is at stage 3. Where's he? So, find a man of your love, date, get married, have fun. Build life together, make a family together. If your husband dies, you come to stage 3, grieving. This woman can be grieving for like 24 to 36 months. Still grieving. Why? Yes, seriously. Lady Henrietta, her husband was buried 3 weeks ago. She has 3 or 4 children. 3 children also to take care of. I could see tears in her eyes. The reason is because Mauli comes with him. Mauli in a better first, and then she will sing second. Now today she comes and she's singing alone. So I will not stand here singing, you know, that love is oosh. Hey, yeah. If Kuroma by form, come at you. Menya did that be wa how? Yeah, Minsunumu. Ah, which haven't you heard people mourning before? Oh, maybe a Sabekana met tonight down south. I hear mourning. Ah, I am not joking. I have even heard mournings. Abua, Kwasia. I have heard moanings like that. We are sorry for Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Pastor Steve, let me tell you. And when she moves, these ladies, when they move from grieving, they will have to go to healing. And oftentimes, a lot of women who loses their husbands, they stay in grieving too long. Healing. And after healing, restoration. You will smile again. So when Pastor Steve Wingham was saying in the memorial service, you will laugh again. You will laugh again. It's just a matter of time. So I'm not going to sit here and tell the young ladies, love is, you know, no. I have another widow here. Was in my husband's memorial service, Auntie Doris. I preached at Adabraka Presby. And, you know, people like that, they have children and bills to pay. At the same time, they are grieving. You are going to be making decisions into the future. Wisely now. It's not about now. I will talk to you about 7 things. The wise only will understand it. 7 things. Number 1, every marriage and relationship must be able to invest in yourself. Self-investment. Because all of us have been trained and advised in engagement, Regan, they tell us, you know, if you're a woman, submit to your husband, which is the word of God, and, you know, give him food, give him sex, and all that. Respect your husband. Husband, love your wife. Don't cheat on them, and all that kind of thing, and all that. But the most important person in that marriage is you. I'm telling you. Because sometimes we even forget that we exist. Everything is him or her. There's a lady who is in this church. Her husband attends another church. He's a radio presenter. And this guy, the lady didn't want to marry this guy. This guy was trying to impress this lady and all that. I mentioned, I said, hey, life is not all about impression. I was telling the gentleman, They want to hit the ground running, especially if he or she is convinced that this is the will of God. They don't have time for that. So I told this gentleman, it bit me, I resigned this decision. I said, Papa, jai. Sister, wait a man, what in a bibi be yemen, I'm sorry. Problem. He got married. 3 years. That's how 3 years. Into wa. Area of food now, we say, Crophobia better now. Until one day, this girl, Alabaster, need chance to kind of brand tales. See, I'm not talking to you about somebody's story. I'm talking about, right? This love talk should have been in Kumasi. We were going to KMUSD to do this. When we started January, we were doing all preparations for Kumasi. So today, we should have been in the Great Hall. But our DMA and Sambia Guadama within 2 years. And the Lord is telling me to do an in-house work. That is why we are here tonight. The lady Casey Kain Wabrantian. Say me kung. One of me who said tons or no. Ibidia you fake. Intola, atomo, sulia. Ibidia effect. You are going to invest in, when I say invest in yourself, you have to be happy first before you can make anybody happy. If you are not happy, how can somebody be happy? Oh, you can clap those hands. Invest in yourself first. Self-investment. Every relationship, every marriage. You can't kill yourself for somebody when and you are that. What do you kumo bi obeware fast? Especially the men. Oh, sharp. Sharp cry. Invest in yourself. Most of you sitting here must go back to school. The truth. Get yourself. Improve on yourself. For people who are sitting here who are getting too fat, too obese, you should check yourself into the gym by now. Self-investment. There are many people sitting here for the past 2 years, you have never read a book. You want to marry, but you have never even read a marriage book. How do you improve on yourself? Improve on yourself. Ubi tibi nwe dunya ne popo ne nsano Paris bo chance ya flowers wo ye guguche ye basket mu de ye akata so na wo we didi e wo rubber plate. No aso afra denta de abesi na ko gbigbe ese. Danso man. Every week be ya watching it 2 times. Invest in yourself. Listen, when we are courting and we are in our courtship process, you don't cook for a man. You don't sleep in a man's hand. When we are courting and we are in our courtship process, you don't wash for a man, you don't sleep. Sorry, no, akoya ben kwan kate kwan ho anwan fro fante fante na de ahihye fridge wo yesaye ho ahometi e mema wo yesaye ho ahometi ye be wiwe num na ma yensa so ye chi ya ye betimi anyes me say na bema wo na dwene ne te se ye wo mo ye ne omo yoyo yoyo e na wunyeska na person wari afi ne ye pe wo mo ye ne omo bobra. I'm telling you, ready a move, Kwasia. When we are named mangrove for men, need now your food distribution company. Say, the Abana said, they tell me, and I say, bed and couldn't send it to Nuclear Juma. I wasn't a carry. Because so carry. It only be a honor, a two engine in the moon. Ye be blasted wa me say obi be proud the reality as ma me no work e two wa ya see we proud serious. Hallelujah. Invest in yourself. Number 2, boundaries. Every relationship or marriage without boundaries is going nowhere. Boundaries. You should be able to set boundaries for yourself. I can come to your house, but I will not sleep here. It's a boundary. It's a boundary. Okay, I will not be anybody's second wife. It's a boundary. It's a boundary. God has created every woman's man for them. Why do you want to be attached to somebody's? It is so painful when this guy will have to get up from your bed and go back to his wife. It's painful. Boundaries. Boundaries. And so for the gentlemen who go like, I go out there with the last one. Why? Last one. And then my new job, they may patch up there. Last one, they may settle. Me name say, Mokoko Fidra, sorry, well, cut down, but wait, dear. I did me do me patch up. My main friend, Kikira, no ketue, be me patch. As mommy can you say, no, I said, Mwawa, Anna. Boundaries. This generation have come to the point that they meet a woman today, they want to sleep with a woman today. Shocking. Meet Vision One, and a young lady came to the studio and said that, together with a gentleman. I said, how long do you know this lady? He said, I have met this lady for 1 week. I met her on Facebook. We've been chatting. She just finished JHS. And then she asked her grandmother that she's coming to Accra. And then when I came, I slept in his room. And that night, he slept with me. Asemwa mikaye, enya asemwa mwa, wa sorry. Tese ene, yankurofwa to ne valentine. Any problem? And you're common. T Today I posted on Facebook, I said, thou shall not commit adultery. Obi say, also, sabri. Sabri. Thou shall not commit adultery, sabri. Also, we're preaching the dafufro. Obi say, enkasamre, by now, ye wye kura dadad. Ye wye dadad also. Boundary. There is something about unprotected, casual, promiscuous sex. It doesn't last, and then immediately you finish. Now you are beginning to think right. There is a spirit for fornication. There is a spirit. I was discussing with Didi. I said, what do you think that prostitute can sleep with? One woman can sleep with like 7 men in a night. Didi said, let me tell you, if somebody does not have witchcraft, they can't do this. I met 2 Nigerian girls. I preached at the University of Ghana, Lagos, in a crusade. And then after the crusade, these young girls came to me. And they called me rabbi. I said, I'm not a Jew. I can never be a rabbi. He said, we like your preacher, but don't bother yourself. I know you are trying to look in the spirit to see who we are. We are witches. Then I said, every witch has a pot. Where are yours? They said, it's at home. And I said, okay, bring it tomorrow. 10 o'clock in the morning, they were here. 2 pots, brown pots. In the pots were makeup kits, brushes, mascaras, lip glosses and lip shine, matte gloss. In the thing, foundation, powder, in the thing. Sister, and you make up na na ekwa wo. Enunti na mumbu onwa wo kunu edi abaya keteke odi na chi sa pakna maimba. Asempa na mnoka. Bibiasu ni mu, bibiasu. Kam se fa home Kristo ne sum ni ye. Ye to adra, enya wo ye bodia, enya. I'm telling you something. Or you can clap your hands. I'm closing now. Boundaries. Boundaries. If any relationship without boundaries is going nowhere. Should be able to set boundaries. Beginner, I suffer. Forget about the fact that you know, Kofio drew preaching, and then Yamisuru, and Neo Sura Hini and Christo about Jen Satra, and Omnia, dear. There are boundaries that have been clearly set. I have made a decision that I'm going to sleep with only one woman as long as God gives us life. It's beginner, my mind must be closed. To every other woman, that if I travel anywhere, I came back and I was telling Dede, I said, the whole world, if you are looking for people with hips and butts, is South Africans. They, if you don't have moral discipline with boundaries, what is going to happen is that which in our story I will preach, God will elevate you. Now when Yakobo will be to so God every day hununipa mabo Jeffrey so him. A true good nipa at you honor and your common, but with boundaries, men found to our your mind is closed. Many years ago, when you know people were debating, you know, The reason why we don't have to allow people to wear trousers to church is because God doesn't want them to expose their physique and all that. I said, listen, it looks like you have a moral weakness. Deal with it. Because if you don't deal with it, it doesn't matter whether you are married or not, you will fall into temptation. Deal with it. Because that's not the solution. You will sleep with your maid servants. You will even sleep with your daughters. You will sleep with your sisters. It's a problem that needs to be dealt with. Serious. And so everybody here should be able to understand that we are here setting up certain boundaries for yourself. Oima, nobody is growing younger. Everybody, every day, Christmas after Christmas, Easter after Easter, the days are going by. I'm telling you, your beauty at a point will be fading off. I'm telling you. Today I was telling Dede, I said whilst we were praying and we were looking through the mirror in the bedroom. So whilst we were walking and praying, I said to her, that girlish face that you came with is gone. Now you are a middle class lady. Anche, and my phone got a message, and it was her brother. And the brother sent me a picture we posted on Facebook and said, ah, Mumu, Facebook will renew or do. And he means to me, renew a contase, can you? You will pay for our contest. Amazing gentleman, I need to salute him. Mr. Harrison of Electricity Company of Ghana. All our churches, all our projects, all around, even outside Accra, is through him we have electricity without hassle. The Lord bless you. We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this beautiful girl. Thank you. It is not a question that you are a mummy, you know, me be sassin. Remember, what thou bah for Froswa? How do you feel? Set me why? Now, me took one could Dubai. I'm a chat ticket. Crow for offering 1 city, 2 city, 5 city, 10 city. My kick and boom, I'm your 2 ticket. I'm the mommy girlfriend. Now you're turning up play money. You could Dubai. I'm boot on the sissy. I'm saying, written here, written here, written here, written here. A day. I bless him. Who's he? How do you feel? No, I'm not signing up at NASA. Said, yeah, we see. Yeah. Hey, me say, cheating is one canker. Again, say you are having fun, but the ripple effect. It's unbelievable. Hey, me say, when you are in a promiscuous, you bet me a filika a free a cottage mine, cause go girl. And you feel it's normal. But the day we could do techi mine, I be bop no more. We be kona a girl in nine barakoda. Yeah, another CEO. When I be one break. Boundaries. Everybody the who doesn't have boundaries don't last. Mame mang chap picture. Yeah, papa no. Bejimi Breno. They have, you know, because they this system does not really respect women. You know, they had them. Men, I'm here, Bema. I'm person, you know, that kind of life. Yeah, check here, every year. Oh, you can clap your hands. Me say, a bit to me, yeah, more born or more. Yeah, just say. I was in police depot, you know, pensioners, you know, every year registration. I went there. I'm a chef, bear market, it will be a white chief director. That now one near good reach him or team because somewhere in the bar honor, a jan or quay juma. I didn't even way I'm switching. I'm telling you, to send quasi a boo. There's a young lady in this church, she's married now. She brought a gentleman to me and said, oh, Papa, this is a gentleman who wants to marry me and all that. I said, okay, go see family, start your counseling and all that. At the time, my office was here. And then, you know, suddenly, the guy sent a text message, I have divorced, he said, I have broken up with you, whatever. And I told the girl, you are going to cry for 3 weeks. You can make it 4 weeks. But after that, you will get over it. See, Papa, I can't get over it. I will die. See, you won't die. They were handsome, but you won't die. Cry, dear, you will cry for 3 weeks. Opa, make it 4 weeks, but die, dear, you won't die. That career will have branding. I worry about for that career will have branding this soon. Sorry, me out the quest why you baby bonnet. Nayera power unya or patcho. So I said to the young lady, I said, forgive him. Forgive him. Minimiti ya yapa. Forgive him. Dear to me, oh, Yannis will be dreamed. Now I'm whatever a show. Tina may catch it or say, eh? Say, Ubi, Mamma car, Nami Yentriaka, Nami Trini test drive. Neka, Nemutriano, a bayet dinner, a bayet car. It would dross a moronsa. You know, be my pill, Nasse, or person so new from say no, or person me and I say no. Wa prayer, and yeah, yeah, I say, oh, Papa, feel away. Should I make mom go home, Papa? Boundaries will push them. As I'm speaking to you right now, I know a very powerful counselor, young man, does beautiful marriage counseling work. And our DNA woman, no men worker say, Jadam, O Jayan ministry, no, I say. Because that is his message. When I'm preaching, I must first leave it and exemplify it to you. I must typify it to you before. TNA can be before. Serious. Everybody sitting here must be able to enroll draw some ones because the moment they go there, unfuno no netting and you say Kim it is a biscuit here. Mako store na matia no digestive some carrier digest rather than Freddy so when you see shelf who say Kim Ubianto. So I'm telling you, I'm serious. It will be, you know, a lady was giving bad advice to another lady. But the moment you go feed you can, and then bring why na one now or be one or tear the go feed you can. They are telling this as advice. The moment you go feed you and say, "Uno ne yempe be me bin ene mumi enubi when ya kuno kura wawo." And no your advice will be the movie. Very interesting. Hallelujah. Pastor Steve, let me close and let's do question and answer times and let's go home. Say amen. Hallelujah. If any relationship can succeed or last, forgiveness. Me and you, we have been married 24 years, but the ability to stay together all the time is forgiveness. It's forgiveness. Sister, we are not trying that. Never reason. But we are not better. We are so good. We are not better. When we got married at first, between Chicago and Kansas, oh, cool, Drew. I'm so in your sanity. Oh, and you're sorry. I said, I'm in him, I'll be intimidated. I'll cry at that time. Without forgiveness, there cannot be any relationship. There should be forgiveness. I mean, you know, hey, so I'm going to find Janet and my ex. We'll be brave, Papa. When you're mean to you, we'll treat you like a pamper. So I'm going to need you to worry. Be to me, she had to make us say where they know, me say where they know. Yeah, we treason wa pampas so, we treason wa pampas so, we na break him, me. Why not then I won't come here break him? Why not then I won't come here break him? Now, boys, we are about normal breaking wine. We break here, we break you back to my castle, I to play it. Damage you on that. At the end of the day, why are you looking at me like? And I know now, you know, somebody showed us a little video of our brother, Prophet Opambuo. And he had a little video. And then he was saying in the video, and decided the one who I ask, I am. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody, apart from boundaries, and I will want to, and apart from forgiveness, let me put the fourth one through, possibly just for tonight. Standards. You should be able to set standards for yourself and standards for whoever you want to be married to. There must be standards. And once you are worried, no. There must be something we live for. If your children are the reason why you live, then you don't have a life. Because those children will be leaving to university very soon. And I met a very rich man, billionaire. He was telling me, Kofi, when you scan a woo see naya, yen sini kakraka. I'm sorry. Emi pefie kasiapa. So, when you're hunter. I say, when we go by, you want a while. And I'm saying, when me mammy know what? I say, only anum nako. I die away na, jia sambo pani apra. I said, was he dying? They will leave. And this is when marriage, you don't have the chemistry, the synchronization, the syncopation, the configuration. We don't have the chemistry. You are left with two tenuous tenants. Sorry, I went to mean Casa. And at the end, he bid. Where are Casa? I got you anywhere. Ah, me, Jina, Opa, my main country, me, there's a cotto domeco. And I dream, baby, a cotto would be your becocope. It depends on how you treat a person. And what in the member of our form, number in the member, would to me, Brown, I draw so much gemmo. Gemmo. No, treat people well. You know, what do you need? And the other one, the other sir. We need to be a pack rock. Every human being, a pack rock. Na umu se wo de buo ni aniso ni ni die ma na oh the heart opens up like that. Just like that. And so this is why I teach people, learn how to say and call people by pet names. Hi babes, hi sweet, hi darling. Yes my love, sweetheart. Jaya papa. Hey unnia. Asume si u eh se bra. Stop it. Eye nkura se kasa. Ekuru mu no wa na ye keka we. Ene wo mo kura ejai. Asume si u eh. Yen kasa sa. Hi middle. Yeah, mi bro ni atadi fatal. Suyaka, ye suya. Suyaka. Ye suya. Did he shout at him, say, man. And I dream, man. And your love talk ni ye kwa. And what's a catchy? Oh, sorry, sorry. Sorry, sorry. Mi bro fis a haya son de. Everybody in this place, standards, nice place, the best plate, the best napkins. And it's not only women that serves men. Men can also serve women. Breakfast in bed. Oh, I trim them and I trim them. We need more dress over, brazier. We need more. What means you are? That year operation. You can't wash for her. Ah, we need kumaza. What means we year ni ema? Banana draw raw dress. We need see. Because I know most of the men sitting here thinking. Means me yere dross with the other me tintin to messy me yere dross. Now raw yere dross with the win ye tintin to. Oh, win ye tintin to. Respect, honor, dignity. Hi, sweet. Hi, love. You know, thank you for everything. Sometimes you just have to thank you for everything. Sometimes you look at the eyes of your husband and say, thank you for the children. I really appreciate your sacrifice. We work with laborers at the site for the church. And sometimes I look at how they sweat through the day to collect 150 CDs a day. Na oko. Na o se, we yi si kanimo 60 CDs. Se farifi. We is kariato. Is cardiato. Obia mau 60 out of 150. One kobe di awutifie. You should be grateful. You should be grateful. And then they say a laughter. Go say a Valentine. No problem. I mean this was one more fiancés, ne fiancés. I'm going back to my bahano. At the end, gift to another man. Obi o no mua da happy Valentine eno aye kokwa aye toto anaye brodi aye chi. Everybody say gift. A man's gift makes room. She said ye child dear. I'm telling you, she said ye child dear. I mean, in our 24 years, we don't only ye wuska ya konhoma. And of groceries for one man, and we different. And yeah, what do you need? Buy anything for yourself. Any good, any nice thing. I'm telling you. Any nice thing. And when you breakthrough, when I'm sitting there, behave, when you breakthrough. Jiwe na on sofa bibi aye ofe uko krom aye ofe you know bibi ofe to enye de bia na me na meto bibi ama e to da wangaza utimi ko hu bibi wo pesa wo to nya beto but wo be ka kire me you don't even know how you are thinking to collect money into chiniska fa wo yiri pie bi mu amoye fiance fa ne ko jina baby shesto mu ha bibi aye ofe fa. A true man is serious. Condom one kwakujina counter home kwa je condom. He said condom for na wuno sa wop tibe to. It would do ya no man a sign. Yeah, says honey at the amount. Funny go up on the shop for this is yours. Sometimes you can surprise a woman and say, sweet, me card in here. Pin code, you see. Hi, ladies. Take the card. Go buy anything for yourself. Oba for me card, brother. Ade. What's your best she's getting now? Why are you not scared, woman? Come on! I traveled to Dubai with Didi, and I said, "We are here to rest, but I would take you for shopping. Something that I can touch your heart memorably. You will never forget." I took her to a jewelry shop. I said, "You see, I want to buy you 4 sets of rings. Engagement, wedding. Yebaye namsa, I renew our vows. Fansabra, mediation, namayi. She can never forget Dubai because that is where my bring people to memorable. Oja wokura say, Bray, you mean to me, you mean to me. I told so. Give them the card. My pin code is 347. 3472. Anything you want to buy. Now, no bag and our car, you know, Jacardi. Pay for it. Now, it is phones, won't you mean Tom and Fiancé? Galaxy Flip 4, Galaxy Fold 4, iPhone 14 Pro Max. Ladies, are you there? Be nice. And I'm saying this to men. If you don't have a job, a regular income, in the eyes of a woman, if she is asking you, can I get this? And they can't get it. Forget it. Yeah? Makano kurachalo. Obama found say, we are Juma wa British Airways. Umoa omoma £1 million. No. Lydia say, ope security. In terms of anything, now that I'm leaving my father and mother, you are my father, you are my mother, you are my friend, you are my everything. Mama Rita Mamini, but I don't call her mother-in-law, I call her mother. This woman has helped us. Apart from the fact that she came to live with us, helped us. Those days, we didn't have a school. Child support was said. Mami su so ye mo boye wo hono a chichi this can what the abre was ej. When we went through discouragement, this woman will come was on hine ya me wo ho. God is alive. All this while, you should be able to. I mean, all they want to know is that say we're free ni mama ho. If there should be any security, I am ni mama, I am ni papa, I am ni bibia.
It me answer, you know, or cast will pay away, and I'm saying, Ebinho. Then it tears me home is Ebinho. And maybe beat him one to me. And hang on, oh my menu, Marie, oh my menu. Ubete now we're years and we're bonds some 5,000. No a bar, sorry, near your pledge. No, I bet pledge 5,000. Hey, let me be so Sankabua, Miss Kufi, Sikakra, Miko Gimpa, Nanka Mintimin Kogana Law School, Usu Niska. As a man, that maybe they miss see the Diamin Feniagro. Now I know I had the aim. She's also a seed. Everybody say priorities. If this, I mean, in Crophobia or Honma, only were relationship on the really few birthday. Valentine, yeah, I was say, oh, Valentine. I mean, guys, I'm in general. Obi Beshed up to the Wako. Sana Kadia, Sana Kadia, found, found us, oh, boy, a lie. A lie. When we saw Valentine, it came with 2 weeks. So I said, hi, sweet. Omo my work, we could do three soon. We are pampas. Why are you sweet? Be nice. Be nice. Be nice. My young cats are as soon as they met Tennessee. My son. A baby, we went home and Nansuma was there sitting and said, hey, what's it, Papa? Sorry, Ona. What's it, Pastor? Sorry, Ona. He said, a common banner was hitting me home, baby. I did it. And I'm so, well, may you be so to you out. Also, Adrian, and I'm saying, that is not my wife. Tina CD, what's a couple 6 minutes? Said, don't worry. There were hard delivery for ABC Gator. I'm saying, some catching us. May yere. I know my me hands and woba. SS Utimiji Ubitisa. Say, as much as he, Ubit in the front. Twinsy. As I remember him say. Shins, my young woundy. My young woundy. And this year, besides, we are now 1 year. And this year, besides, oh, go ahead. My young woundy. Be a man of integrity. Be a woman of integrity. Minye, a dear be on my. You know, all these years, what I have learned also is that unu nipa we se ompe we enye. We call it human dynamics, and that will be number 6 I close with, or number 5 I close with. Human dynamics. Wouldn't him say nipa or a choleric or a sanguine or a phlegmatic or a melancholic. You don't step in his way or her way. Or you're introvert or you're extrovert. Well, say we on pesadie we. Ah, you be what? Usu, you call restaurant. You know, ya pack you or Frankie's anymore, ye be trim. Ako Frankie's ye net. Akwebi ya pack it. O ye Ukrainian, with all respect to Ukraine for wa. You know. Polo jibo polo. I'm like, hey, crachy. And I wouldn't entity ya. We send one on hand and one from my mimi so. And then I had a call there so. But remember me so, we didn't hear us. I said, what tear so. Respect womanhood. Respect womanhood. I was telling Ansoma,
your mother doesn't like me to raise my voice or say something. Because anything and I will pay you on piano in anything. Obitimay disorganized for 2 months. Unim son pesa. Don't do it. Kuro kuro no let she comes alive. Ubim pen tro giant tromity. At the end of show bag you must away. A your pocket piece, your better name a madros. Would you free or say a year experiment to a human and your demand is seven from refuge giant tronity? Wouldn't you be our walker? My dear, my patcher, my forward chimney will be our. Let me tell you, marriage is not perfect. There is no perfect marriage. Yet, dear, cry, you're gonna say a example, cry, and you're perfect. And so, everybody should be able to have a big heart. Yesterday, we were with our father, Reverend Stanley Mensah. We went to Reverend Steve and went to Reverend Stanley. And Reverend Stanley and his wife welcomed us. We spent almost over an hour in their house, you know. And they told us a story. He said to us, in his protocol team, there is a guy in his protocol team who used to drink alcohol. Omo ko revive akwe ko buru nu ashini shunu abonetai. Ononso no beba ntemonyele. Papa, we are here. We are here on time. My father will not rebuke him. He will just sit in the car. Let's go. Also, I'm more quack. When he blow fuse out, he me a rural glass. Oh, can I me mame? Mama mata. I say, oh, papa, the other kuma, I want to me who be thou. That, me say, oh, can I me be a menu? I say, I did wait also for almost 10 years. One day, a dreamer, I was, you know, Omo yeso mu unity no koko patcho we dwume mo so omo man leave but then the far deliverance mo kasa chire no a ene papa no eye dwuma ne boss top boss en sanom na teko and all that but as mo ka chire mo say ko fi yan tuni pantwene yan tuni pantwene yan tuni pantwene yan tuni pantwene sometimes onipa no wa fa wachi but on this omo e fa omo chi am avo eji ntide yen avo eji ntide yen ye won krofobia wo me ye nkura sefo esai mo pesa wo twene wo mo wan dimi ntia ze wa chi no achi me ntide ya ara me nkono ma twem pra achi me ntide ze ze wo ye kura sini a han tan kura sini sanka wa fa we chi apa wo chose e pa wo cho minim ne ba me so bo ame. Sometimes I have on some on some way you blue and angry. Sometimes and you're normal. We take people through deliverance all the time. So for me, or better name in jail, bankra, or my twins, me mame. A retired educationist, or better, I'm John Pammy Chosen, the May and Cry Honimu be our heart or call retirement. I'm so mammy and my own house. Momumra. And we had moved from our house at Adenta, but the young family, Firano, you were 1 year advance. And I'm so Momum, let them go and later. Abaku, so when baby or yasor and when your baby or hunting me, the maba, commanding keys, continue. Didn't know the boy was struggling with a demonic spirit, even though of Fred one so. You want a patrol team where area home where you from a friend is also and then when I do via man up there be our bro what be that or my boy boy yeah your demo be fear you paint and say man go to a you nothing I feel me when I mean who no key no so our locate a ye chi area who na I can't come here to a dental police station me say you key in that for me I want me fire I'm so agia. She's a superintendent of police. Ajiawo, you know, Adenta police. Oh, intimacy. Oh, mama, go to Ajia and Sanamako. So I went to the police station. I'm Ajia. You know, me chamuna meja. Now me baby me rena me wanna wear some. I be wuni key wo mo police station. Me rena preakupe. So for no the free can tabaka babi jina hobo me de. Now me say pastor sumezi. Ajia say wine pastor. Ko shini we ya pastor. I'm saying, ja 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 ja. Nyamini wa zoni ya unya unya mini. And I'm sad, yeah. Me power show. Release in the moment. Oh, yeah, dear. Yes, so I brought so the police for us soon. And I'm not going to call local. I'm saying, me power show. Release in the moment. Yes, and sign bill documents and release it. It didn't bear fear for 48 hours in my house. And near my brand, you and the fee, and someone okay, you will not believe it. And then me don't cook or her, sorry, Daniel, we see a men, ya me, wa jen kutuku, you will be shocked. And so I will finish with number 7 or 6, patience. Patience. Sometimes, or how water table, but a little more patience. Na di save no ne say ujaka crebi. Oko tigu webu no ti wegu wem different plate. Na che the first one no or the akugu sink no change e no me ade. Me say one ma fro no cry ye two za fin when no so cry jo rezo. Remedy e wo mo yes I remedy and I'm so person go also there be. Afi oko back to the kitchen o buy e no. Na and quite now, wow, or they are good two different plates. One now, 2 hours is good, a different plate. Or by a number, she we a good plate. He says, ah, God, ready, and I, yeah. I'm saying, I'm not saying, I'm a pan. I say, what is the difference between? But you know, oh, Dean, I'm super, super, so good. I'm saying, one in Yamibo, me mouth. Patience, patience, patience. Patience, a little. You may be aware how our relationships have collapsed. If we had had a little more patience, it wouldn't have collapsed. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Rain your spirit on your word that your people will come to the place of understanding, rest, and peace. In Jesus' name. Bring me the stool. Let's go to question and answer time. 12 minutes only, and then we go for our refreshment or reception, and then we are on our way. Thank you for coming out on this Tuesday night. Oh, clap for yourself. Show all these lovely people, Richard. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you for coming out. Amen. You have a question, you lift your hands. I have 2 different microphones going around. You mention your name to me and you make it brief for me. The gentleman first, let me speak to him.
Amen.
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 Papa Mbacho Mbakatri.
Yes, sir. Your friend was saying.
Mbacho Mididi James.
James, I have known you, but I have never asked your name. Talk to me.
Papa, me pacho, adi chere mi pese mi bisa kweshi bako.
Okay.
Ewiye kura wudi ba ye mami su awo. Example na wudi chere. Matra awari fo bako bako. E du min chen. Me be wari enu. No cancer. Me fe musa. Adi wari. Ye ko pepe pe. Na... Yeah, me da for me no me and sabi womo our problem to me by menche. Me womo pan say, bibi si sabre maka, no banu atano 3, 4, 5 days and sano di casa. Ebe yen den and na a tasaman in a minimum sen mekan only men casa on fano casa. Ebe yen den as san and yaman be pure.
Thank you. Clap for the gentleman. He is speaking on the premise of communication. Obebi ohonumua nibufuwa onkasa. Onkasa for a long time. But there are few things that are weapons. Silence is a weapon. Crying is a weapon. Delilah cried until Samson revealed his secret. Let me put it this way. Except you don't want this thing to work. But if you want relationships to work, you must say sorry even if you are right. You must learn how to break silence. When we got married, one of the ways that I used to break silence, those days in early marriage, first 3 years, at the time, was silence. Until when I say she is silent for morning, and you know, the story I am be the part that ye meet moon. Now me den tomabo me muta di Sunday me yewa. Now fe me biye pono na me fridgeina no a tears in him. I've broken silence. Sometimes you don't even need to speak. Mr. Mimanya, so far, I could be a good comedian. I could be a very good comedian. I've broken silence. So sometimes, we'll be a dancer. We know we're receiving end. And because you are prolonging, and this is why I'm saying forgiveness is a very powerful virtue. For any relationship, if you are forgiven, then connect. When people are married, one of the ways by which you can break their silence is to give a very nice gift, apologize in the night, and make love, and case closed. Pastor Elijah, I was saying, you know what I'm talking about. Make love. You can't make love. But Jesus said, do not let the sun go down on your anger. He typified it in the writings of Paul. Yeah. He didn't say, Emma Adienchi Webufuoso. I said, Emma Uriya Enkoto Webufuoso. So by the time it's evening, let go. But I have to tell you, there are some things that are very painful. Hey, there are some things that are very painful. Sometimes we would, and none of your counsel will be, I mean, tears, someone comes, hey, no, be to me, you will be born, say. But try to forgive. The Bible says some few things in Ephesians chapter, Esther, I think it's Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 22, he spoke to husbands, I think, or wives. And then in verse 22, he said, love your wives, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself. So the standard is up to the way Christ loved the church. And then when he got to the women, he said, submit yourself to your own husbands as unto the Lord. So the standards are what? So wives, submit yourselves unto your husband as you do it unto the Lord. Verse number 26. Verse 26, 27, and possibly 28. I think it's 25 rather. Good. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself. Sometimes we, the men, we take more responsibility. Let go. Now I will repeat that maturity And you know, marriage is not for boys and girls. Relationships are not for boys and girls. For mature people. So I will conclude like this. Maturity is equal to overlook, forgive, and okay, then let's start from ignore, overlook, and forgive. Ignore. I think one will be out and say, open to ignore. Just let go. Amen. Question number two. Yeah, give them a microphone. All right.
Papa, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Michael Onankan.
Mike, talk to me.
I had a relationship, and then what happened was that during the week, from Monday to Friday, Saturdays, you call her, you get her. But on Sundays, morning to evening, the phone is off. And it continued persistently, and not until I started complaining. And she was like, Sundays, I'm on the phone, no, or the two baby, why busy? So I suspected it, but then I just decided to call it a quit. So is that right? If I get that thinking.
You know, in relationship, let me talk to you about four things quickly. One, transparency. Two, trust. If I can't trust you, I can't love you. I will repeat what I said. If I can't trust you, me kotina broche 4 years, me bear fear 3 times in the 4 years. Did they miss me da? That's trust. That's trust. But the thing is that commodity is not a commodity, it's not a cheap commodity at all. For example, phone you could tell me. When you pick us a phone, you may resign for my resident, what the end of phone is one year. Me no one worry and I hear a relation before the encounter. Trust. Transparency, trust. In Nipo, a problem. It is that you knew that you can Sunday in a war. In a war. You love me, you honor me. Oh, be a me, wa sorry, and I be a because I work throughout the whole week. I want to like. Communicate. If you are now on Sunday, no one will be new and because and you no the thing is that and you won't go on a steady no our on also steady won't you be or you know so yeah what do you say but I don't think that is fair especially and you ni sika and ni sika once we ni sika we would do our finance or to we ma oh yeah course or to your school fees yeah we no more now we high and dime ma the work was here juma a chile now say nyame se me mwaro nyame ben ni nyame ni misa wuji ni sika didiye so let's be you know and I think that and it's a seed. It would develop into something else. There must be trust. When the phone rings, my phone rings, I put it on speaker. And then they listens to the conversation. I don't want to die in Pofrimo. Na they nim kura se mi wusika wu biho. Anami bibi wu biho. I don't want that to happen. It will be kasa wo phone na sina onni moni pa kwa sa so mesi oye hwani na ma chiri chiri ni we na why known say we on na ye we na ye ni we man we na ye ni we to ni mo bia minimum grofo a o mawu a o majapade aka eni pa hunu nsem because omo yiri no mo nim no transparency. Amen. Next question, please. Okay, the lady. All right, gentleman has a microphone. Let him speak. What's your name, sir? What name? Mama Amedebu Atin. Talk to me.
Papa Nyamisha.
Yes, sir.
And you made my man Kenya.
God bless you. Talk to me.
It's not okay. Made a wine to be baby. I'm a Korean.
Ha ha ha. Talk to me.
Papa mi obi a se me bufu a me pese me come out on top of my voice se me kikem na obi an se mbuofu anya sa me hondo se obi bibi a onso e pese o come me down se like me nyam buten kasa but o yesa me fi so ha me me ye de da ni nipa ko ngo react na ka me bona me mo no but tem bia me bufu a me o come hye e di o kasa no o kan bibi sa for the dem pese mu se Mimi bufuna mi yedi da ana manage. Ba won so mpesa.
Now you see what the gentleman is doing right now is he is healing. The moment he talks about it, healing takes place. And that is one of the reasons for this forum. It gives you an opportunity to heal. Hallelujah. Paul said, me yabo fra me dwene sabo fra me kasa sabo fra. Me yini ye me gumo fra sam. Dede kura betimi akachiro said me beye sofo fofro, ye ware fofro no. Mi buti mi fu asore de ma ti mi je mic na ko to ho ko bo bi na ma asabe fa mic na na me to aso eno me ko school ATTC technical training City and Girls of London me bom pa ye mbutu mpaso fa da like ro haraba shada and then the guys are chat saka he dey disturb us it be so different pass I go sound you I was Nama sako butum pana so le bra ba ba basha. But ye nyini wo Christo mono. You know, now she tells me all those chemicals is gone. You are now refined, you are now polished. Yeah, so but the wumua kakrebi to me femu Sunday be, you know, would be dinse uno. Hey. Jense uno no. Now you're sound to a preaching. So, but you know, nipa no own yin no te se de boa tinken. Obi kura no nim se de war ye no is wrong. Inti now the word of God is light. Atosum ne so. It tos the sum ne disappears. Next question, please. The lady will want to bring one microphone here. When she is done. We have two mics. Yeah. Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
Please, my name is Francis Okere.
Talk to me, sir. Please. Meet me, I can't you meet me, I can't, bro.
Okay. But your minya question be every madam for Ahumachin.
Okay.
No ni yirin ya problem.
Alright.
Your beca seminature catch so Maumusubi. Es on nyabutre. Wa nyabutre a. Maybe obetune sa na kwada na. Ahumachi we no frem se no. Oni ni yire kasa e na ni yire aka kire ni se. Se siade. Wa bre. On fanin fan ko mane busia. Because on to me. Ka kire se no. E no bi sam se obeye de. And I'm going to say, no. See, I offer me a cousin with them. Mean to me, Gary. I have a coach. Ah, and then, you have a life talk. And you have a medinase and man. Question of a mammy. Then.
All right. Clap for him. Francis. Tina, sini tia wo mwai na fako mano. Wa unu se, yen yas, ya mamre, you know, our way of life as African people, Ghanaian people, is so distinct. We be warea, ye pe, awade, and womu ijineche. From the woman's side, from the man's side. So that if there is any problem, you consult them. But the amazing part, apart from those people, is that because you belong to a church, Osofo and so has a responsibility. Ubi asofo ye ne fere fo, ajidi omwa, sofo ne ne kwempna. Is the truth? Ubi asofo ye ne fere fo, jise sofo no cross any boundary, any wo kwempna. From then, umu sofo no. Now, there is a lady, Esinam, who is married to one of our pastors, Pastor Tinkrai. Pastor Tinkrai is the fourth gentleman that the lady brought to me. He said, Papa Abranti, Peso Warime. The third gentleman, Anami Jinaha, Esinam Jinaha, na Abranti ni Jinaha, after Bible study. So, Papa Abranti, Peso Namza Abranti, wait. Ah, Esinam Ba. This guy knows that he is a thief. He knows it. And when we twat, that was the end of the story. Right? And when I saw the gentleman in the spirit, what I saw, Esinam, that was the third gentleman. One kasa. I'm so be so 3 weeks. 3 weeks in the trauma, you'll be fine. And then Tinkrai came. What did Tinkrai be? Me won't Tinkrai, and I'm saying, congratulations. But God will test your heart. 2 weeks. Now Esinam, your accident. On nam kwa free you may bow kwa no nyax in the cab when you be drive there no nya seizure what's the energy no the car neck boys in am to got them and they didn't call 37 you could draw me head your moya and I'm so discharging. I took her to Nyaho. I called Nyaho. I said, so Papa, we are on standby. We drew on up, six people were waiting for us. They admitted her, took care of her. The name she has a wedding in 3 months. Broken bone, a shiny POP. This guy, sorry, I am a chain, Dimrika, I prepare breakfast, no, they are coming to a hospital, no, Kwejuma, lunch, no, Dimrika, I want to lunch, no, they are Breno, and then go back to work. He's a banker, and then in the evening, he gets dinner and go and give it to her in the hospital. Oh, yes, 1 week. You bet to your bill, no, the bill was almost 10,000 something, and I'm going to say now. So Papa may well bear 4,000. I'm saying it's fine. At least you have shown responsibility. I'll pay the rest. We added to it and we paid it off. And then they got married. Sa sister na brantie no aware no no dear. Me catch them and say, "Uhwe ma brantie free once." Minim be me be a beep. Obeware said this boy. And so, Pastor Francis will have a responsibility, but this is how it will be. We need to sit them down and correct the error. There is an error. Marriage, you know, I am damaged. And so it needs to be fixed. But as to if they are ready to fix it, you know, there are so many men that when women are hurting, they don't even feel it.
Relax. Let's order something and eat, or let me take you out to eat. Ghana mema bibiri nimzari. Let me take you out. Kabe nkuma mini. Let's go out and eat. I've told you, they be a dog, come be a di. Then Kasemi did win to be the way. Be a dog, gonna be Eddie. Now cry, Hunton. And so tell your friend that the marriage is damaged. So we need to sit down and repair it. Everybody must accept their faults and must be ready to work at it. If they are ready to do that, it will work. My father was married to my mother for 60 something years until he died. Almost 70 years. I can say 2 years as I say, no, I do 70 years. My father died at 100. 2 years now. I worry me mommy 70. I'm the last born to 11 children. Ochinechi is going to be my late father's 102 birthday if he was alive. It would have been his 102nd birthday. But he was my mother called me today and I just say what can I say the birthday Yahuada. I'm saying na ye baby be. I'm so yeah the flowers back or turn nana so or sa and he drew her no frame. Wafini kuno all these years. Listen, me papa who yen am me mammy tears sumusu everybody me mammy me papa na me say oh ho mammy say adien chie papa no wab on ye yosen kasan kwasi asam ranger and kasan kwasi asam ranger on ye yosen on ye yosen na me say ntinga dien nya me ye 100 years. So when people treasure people, that is, they leave memorable impression on them. They can't let go. Amen. Somebody talk to me. Yes, sweet. And then the lady also. Bring the microphone. And let's see how many people on YouTube, on Facebook, also talk to us. And then we can wrap up and then we are going home. Hi, sweet. Good evening. One more day, Anchime. I've seen you for quite some time, like over 2 years, but I don't know your name. Talk to me.
My name is Evelyn.
All right, Evelyn, talk to me.
I was trying to get a few of my friends to come to the program. So we're having a discussion after school. And then one friend of mine, he was like, the sister is in a bad marriage. But because he's a man of God, he doesn't know how to help the lady get out of it. It's so bad to the extent that I think her life has been on the line a couple of times.
Wow.
Yes. He doesn't know how to get the lady to get out because he's a man of God. He'll be breaking somebody's marriage. So, and then another person asked, "Auntie, I'll be called heaven, so who would I worry more?" And then another person was also concerned with the fact that so Ojaya Warese is here. Yes, and Kaube will be away from him, but Ojaya, can the person get married again?
That's two questions. That's a dichotomous question. Let me put it this way. Let me stand here and admit that so many marriages of pastors are in danger. I have to admit it. Many, many people. Many years ago, I ministered for a mother of mine, invited me, and it was a forum for pastors' wives and women in ministry. It was an all night. I preached for only 27 minutes, and my message was titled Bleeding Hearts. When I finished preaching, and I said, "Let us pray." Oh! Now, my susum. As of why you didn't move. It wasn't like they were praying, no. They were wailing, sobbing, crying. They are suffering in silence. One of the ladies, Nikuno, the girlfriend, I know, yeah, Osha, was sorry, name, a ticket, Mamano Kotana, America, Akoje apartment, wa America, Mano. As I'm speaking to you, they are in a cry high court, divorcing. Only not 20 years of a divorce without settlement. I could see you could have Bible and the Lord will mint you. Yes, it's sifwa. And I'm telling you, they should get help. This is one of the reasons for spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers. Look for somebody that you can be accountable to. Somebody that can put you in correction and in order. Stop what you are doing. Everybody needs somebody like that in their lives. Let's bring those people into it. Sit them down. And if possible, get some separation. At least for like 4 months. or 6 months and put both of them on post-marital counselor. I'm not, when I say counselor, I'm not talking about 2x4 counselor. I'm talking about professional counseling. Professional Christian counseling. That you two year for church and all that. And see how, as we pray with them, things can work out. And then, say, Ujawariana, can she be remarried? That is a very controversial teaching. The reason is because the way Jesus put it in the book of Matthew said that if I ended a divorce, for example, and I remarry, I have committed adultery, and the person I marry has also committed adultery. But the point is this. The Bible said, except for adultery and fornication, you can divorce a person. Now, I have another scripture that also said, when, except for life-threatening, it doesn't put it that way, but if the person is going to sit on your neck and break your neck and kill you, why are you there if the person is, does not seek your interest? So then, if you get a divorce for adultery, you can be remarried. If you, the person have not divorced or is not committed adultery, but you still divorce the person, I believe that you should get a time for healing. Many gospel musicians, I realize, divorce like this year, next year they are married. It's an error. You are bleeding still. It was not only one person's fault. It takes two all the time. You are bleeding. You need to heal. This relationship didn't work. What happened? I should be able to sit down, diagnose it, and you know, see if it was my fault. Help me, Lord, so that I don't take it to the next. Yet today, one of my very good helpers, destiny helpers, it was through him that we, you know, came into, our videos came into the media. And for some time now, he doesn't want to work for us. So today, after radio, the Lord said, call this guy. And I called him. And then I said, I called to apologize. If I did not treat you well, if I had said anything wrong, if it was any treatment that was not, I don't want to go and treat or maltreat any other person the way I treated. He said, oh, you didn't do anything. It was not any fault of yours. I said, no. There should be something. There should be something that brings silence. So I came apologizing. Sister, am I chopping you down? And so if the person, it me healing for some time, na usiane lessons, how these things didn't work, I will say, as a counselor, a man of God, I will tell you boldly that with time, just like the man of God told Hetty, you will laugh again. If after, let's say, 5 years, you have healed, you have learned from your errors, I think you deserve a new beginning. Somebody comes to your life, oh, Emma, go ahead. You have learned your lessons. Go ahead and remarry. On the day of judgment, God is the judge. Leave that to God for him to judge. Amen. The Lord bless you. The lady, yeah, and then I will take three more and then we are on our way.
Good evening.
Yes, sweet.
So I am Erica.
Talk to me.
My question is on, as about communication.
Okay.
So when we're having the discussion, you made mention of the fact that when you are in a relationship with someone or in marriage, you should make a conscious effort to identify things that they do not like and or appreciate, and then you don't do them to hurt them.
Correct.
So if you happen to be with someone who you continuously remind that I like this to be done, I don't like you to do this. Speak to me when you are doing something. If you're going somewhere, tell me. And the person doesn't seem to be in tune with you. or doesn't even mind those things, and then how do you deal with, on the other side, how do you deal with situations like that? Because I realize that if I am not mistaken, and if I'm not being biased, a lot of women are enduring a lot of, they are in relationships, the man is like this, and how do you deal with certain things?
Thank you so much. Clap, clap, clap for him. And then, Lizzie, in psychology, we have what we call verbal communication and non-verbal communication. Let's say that many will be tenenumubon. Nenumotuomubon. I'm dealing with controversial issues. Our body odor. How do I communicate to him without him getting offended? Somebody say perfume ko channel. Then people will even be more offended that way. You have so many ways to communicate something. Pastor Funke will normally say that if you are sitting on the dining table with your husband and your children are there and you want sex and you can't tell it before the children that Chawunya, I want sex, you know, she said you can communicate by telling him, I want a flight to Jerusalem. Or you can say, I want to make a deposit without withdrawal. You are communicating. Parenthetically, parabolically, symbolically. Now, let me narrow it down to, when we got married, we had what we call the Nehemiah evaluation. When you read the scripture, Nehemiah evaluated the vision in every 28 days. So every 28 days, we have a meeting, myself and Didi, and said, this man, what is it that you didn't like about me? We first were like, what is it that I did that you love? Many things can be said. And then, what is it that I did that you didn't like? I think that we should be able to create a platform to talk. And one of the platforms to talk is by taking vacations. It doesn't have to be 1 week. It can be even the same day. We drove to Senchi. We drove to the beach. We just took a stroll. We just drove. Mekai said, Dede, Enyem, and some our first pregnancy, interesting things. We were living in Tantra Hill. Sometimes she can tell me I like pizza. We drive them by. One day we were driving for the pizza, and then Achimota Sabrina overhead and in, overpassing in Niho. Now he had very steep road, you know. The trucks in Idruwa, they struggle. And then fumes coming out of the truck. And then I was very close to the truck. And then suddenly my wife said, could you like these fumes? I said, can't in your condition at the time. You like these fumes? I feel the etumono umwa. Let's go to that hill and let me go and enjoy it. Me go park it. Watch him out. Now you're trying trucks and you be trying. I'm trying. Young Kwanwe, see, when you get married, take your time and bond. There is a reason for honeymoon. No interference, phones, this, no. Bond, proper bonding. There is a reason why your rubber friend, skin to skin for bonding. Same thing. Married people, wrong, daukunoso. Bonding. Soneto for nimnu fumu fansafi fanao. Bath together, hold your hand, kiss. You know,
You should be bonding. Because most of us, the foundation for bonding is weak. It will be there on tears here. But with time and also with prayer, I believe everything will be fine. And I will also want to say things. Buy gifts. Gifts opens the heart. And so whilst he's in a good mood, then you chip in, baby, you know, this thing, I don't like it. I don't like it when you do it this way and all that. So me patch your man shed I mean you save you. But obey ya. Obey ya. Because something that he has cultivated for years, you know, it can't stop in one day. Amen. Back it with prayer and keep on. Things sometimes don't just quickly change. With time, it will change. Yeah, things will get better. It will not be. I mean, I was not this overnight. It's taken 24 years. You know, and it's come up nicely. Amen. The Lord bless you. There was somebody who wanted to talk. Sweetie, talk to me. And then the lady also speaks to me. And then I'll have my last one. Okay, last two. And then we will be closing. Hi, sweet. What's your name?
My name is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Talk to me.
I have this male friend. And then he's dating two ladies. And then the ladies know I'm free with the lady. And then one is closer to me. But the guy don't want the ladies to know and then I've been called a hypocrite before.
Well, as long as I can figure out this guy is playing two women.
Yeah.
The Bible said in Isaiah, the scripture said, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. What you can do to save your own self is that, you know what, sir, I will not sit here for you to be breaking another fellow woman's heart. You are a playboy. Oh no. Save the friend, the heartache. Thank you, sweet. There was somebody, the lady that sweet talked to me.
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear.
My name is Ivy.
Hi, Ivy.
My question is to all the other ladies here. I want to know if we have a problem with giving our partners. Because I've experienced most male friends saying that they are always at the giving end and their women are the receiving end. And
looks like the gentlemen are protesting now. Talk to me, sweet.
And sometimes I blame it on how we were raised.
It's true.
Our fathers,
it's true,
are the ones who are supposed to, even our older brothers, when they are going to school with us, they are supposed to protect us, and sometimes they sacrifice what they have for us. But I along the line, me besides say refinement, abana, we are all saying say the men should treat the women well. How about we the women too? Who is talking to us to also treat the men?
It looks like the lady is the gentleman's lady. But before I answer your question, I have also counseled so many women who have given too much to men, and I mean they were swindled. Someday I even said a story like that. But let me address it like this. Where we are now, You cannot be dependent on a man. Mrs. Akpabli, myself and Dede, we discuss all the time. When we got married, we believe that my ministry is a controversial ministry. Anything can happen to me anytime. So I do not even like my children to depend on me. I want everybody to be independent so that should anything happen, you are not going to be thinking, say, that thing, I don't want it. So I think that it is time for self-empowerment. Especially like when I said, self-investment. Invest in yourself, especially women. The reason is because from until the but what if so wake up for yourself and like what I was saying, sometimes the man is struggling with him or your potential, but don't struggle. You can help the person. Okay, you know what, take this and support your business, or take this and support our wedding. Minimum my 3 year wedding, the entire wedding ka ah e chiri be ma ne bune kwasia. Entire wedding only 2 year. Ah, your Wahana sister boy, you ordinary free splinters by ya was a mining engineer. It almost any way you meet, you know. It did grow. Oh yeah, it did grow. The by sister in the tall wedding one year mina. 2 weeks to the wedding, the Lord told me, stop the wedding. And I said, the wedding is canceled. I'm going to say, well, because the wedding is also, hey, also, won't you be stopped when I'm saying, hey, Jeremiah, you wash your channel. What you saying? You didn't cry anything. You call Munach and say, why resist an anti hotel where easily go, why remove now? And to answer the lady's question, yes, every woman is a helper, a vision helper. But the moment you make a wrong choice, you are investing into the gutter. It's the truth. Obi wo ho a wo ba be di wo sika be se wo bre. Especially when they know you are driving, you are a middle class woman, you work in insurance company, bank, an office, nicely dressed. Oh, baby, hi, sweet. I omanode. Hi, sweet. And you have a banana man to go to share a pocket piece. And no money at the no utomuse kikim. Oh, yeah, badibu. And so, ladies, we are vision helpers. Let us give our best. Because we have been hurt so much now, when we are in a relationship, we stand afar. Hallelujah. But it looks like the lady addressed the issues for the gentleman. Many men are also suffering in silence. Many, many. And you'll be uncanny as a woman. Can he does or can he does a man and eat a muna? Happy, have a day, have a day, have a way, trust. I'm not about Connie Yiri Udins and Unus and I'm a friend of mammy. Or taste a friend if you own my friend of mammy. Let me address this for husbands. O person know you're that, on person know that. It's been 3 months. 6 months. Which means in so genau. Your testosterone is going higher. In so genau. But how much? Which means it will be via brim. Don't be a hypocrite. Every man here who is active, every morning you have an erection, Anna. Including all the Holy Ghost tongue talking people. Oda hano pa gilo bra asgi ya shada na bibia ye very stiff wa maya ata se da ho da ho da ho. Last but one question. All right, y'all talk to me, sweet.
Good evening, Papa. So I have a question.
All right.
Talk to me.
So I'm asking this for a friend.
All right.
Because I'm the type of person where I want my friends to be happy.
Okay.
And I'm going to give them advice that I'll give myself.
All right.
So if you're a if I have a friend that has this immature person.
Okay.
That's interested in her. His immaturity is on a, instead of asking her, like, what's wrong, or like if they have a situation, instead of communicating with her,
okay,
he communicates with other people.
All right.
And then it's like, he gets offended when she's not being responsive. And I'm the type like, no, don't talk to other people about me. Come to me and talk to me. So how do I mean, I've already told her to let him go because he, first of all, he's immature. Let him go. But it's like, sometimes like, I want to stay. I want to, like, I don't know if I should let it go.
You know, yeah.
So how do I, like, be like, no, let him go. You know what I'm saying? Because he's immature.
Because he is not your heart that is in it. Her heart is already in it.
Her heart is not in it.
Yeah, your heart is not in
it. No, her heart is not in it.
Yeah, but her heart is in it.
No, her heart is not in it.
Then why is she in it?
No, it's that one, that's the whole, oh, like, Miss.
Try and error, Miss Umequa, Minyobi.
No, you're a beautiful girl. Somebody's going to like you and love you.
You know, and this is what I will tell those people. Don't waste your time. If the person does not love you or you are agitating whether I love him or not, I think that you should, this is why we are Christian. Pray about it. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. And then if you want to move on, move on. But the person being immature, I think also that it will be impatient to make a decision based on now. I think that people grow, and they grow with time. And sometimes they deserve the opportunity of time. Yeah, so maybe let's give him a little chance and see if he will come around. If not, like Jesus said, you can cut it off. The Lord bless you. The lady, sweet, talk to me. And then I think there was somebody, yeah, one we can deal with that.
Good evening.
Hi, sweet. What's the name?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie, talk to me.
Please, I'm asking this for a friend.
All right.
And I want to know your take
on it. All right. Debbie Bisawa Semua.
Please, I want to know your take on something. A friend of mine has been married for 6 years now.
All right.
And just after the marriage, the man says God said he shouldn't work.
Hey.
He has to do his work as in being a pastor.
Hey.
So he has been in the house for 6 years now without working. And it is not as safe. He attends a church that he's under a pastor. Otifie, So I want to know your take on this.
Well, I will not waste my time on this at all. This is not God. This person is sick who needs help. Straight. Because how are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to take care of your children? Even all our pastors in Alabasta, all of them, will be ayeju. Including me. People think we are just screaming, yelling around the place and we do nothing apart from the work of God. So please, don't tell your friend not to waste. I'm your own tear because you very soon. Oh, aha. I need you. Who could know? We hear more. Friend of mommy. Friend of mommy. Friend of mommy. Good to see you. Friend of mommy. Hallelujah. Pastor Prince, talk to me. And then let's hear from Facebook and let's close. Where's the microphone? Thank you. Nanaya, let's get a refreshment ready and let's go. Talk to me.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Pastor Prince.
That talk to me.
Please, I want to ask, is it good to see two beautiful damsels? You pray to God.
Damsel. Bible word. Two ladies are damsels. Talk to me.
And then you pray to God to direct you to one particular one. I want to know if it is the right thing to do.
Oh, the Holy Spirit leads people.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, you don't just jump to make a choice.
Pray about it. Pray about it. All right. Okay. Oh, the gentleman has spoken already. Is it? You know, it will not be fair on the people who have not spoken. Talk to me about two from Facebook and then we are done. Sweetie, talk to me. Give you a microphone. Last one. And then let's speak from Facebook. And then let's wrap up. Tomorrow we go into work, so.
Hi,
sweet. What's your name?
Amna.
Now talk to me.
Please, may person make cast off about marriage couple.
Okay.
So with many your husbands akasa on house choices. At times, omo be fiena choices no doors no. Ebi mu yi omo ni emo ema yen. And you may open say udi ya gross and ya bre yen timi. Uja house choices ni ama ya brains and yase ye na ye mpe se ye de ye hon. Come on, but you're
bread. What bread? Oh. What worry? What bread? Now, when you get married at the age of now, fashion with you must say, men love sex. And it's part of the bonding from the beginning. So, beginning a day, four times a day, it's good. No, no. You need it. Four times a day, three times a day, and it will be even good the first year to do it every day. Serious. Every day. Then, as time goes on, married people here who have been married for like 20 plus years, they will tell you that you can be on the bed with your husband or wife for like 3 weeks, even a month, and there is no sex. Because your marriage will graduate from just us into an institution. It will graduate from there. Amen. So now that you are young, and all that, Facebook, talk to me.
Good evening, Papa.
Yeah.
First question: What are things that you do that is considered as soul ties?
Soul ties are like blood covenants. So, you know, you made blood covenant, we'll be married forever and ever, and then you didn't marry forever and ever. I feel you are trying to forget the person, but you can't forget about the person. I'm thinking of Lady A, and this blood covenant person comes to mind. You need deliverance. It should be broken from your life because you have moved on. Especially for ladies who have slept with men and now my bam yet ding. You know, or they give it to you. And now you have a husband who is a 2-minute husband. She's there, amen. You know, I feel all the time now we are Greenwood, we need to pray for you. Second question, taking only 3-2.
Yes, sir. This one wants to know about sex positions. He says that I learned if you are married and you do doggy, you go hell.
This is very interesting because who could do hell? And I said, who could do heaven? And I'll be able to say, one may say something sweet on earth. Because we are still enjoying doggy. Tenaho, you see our heavy and baby sass, and of course, I'll say, yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm just weary. Last question.
Yes, sir. What if you are married to a chronic liar and he knows you hate it but does it anyway.
Let me quote a scripture. Numbers chapter 23, the Bible said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. God is not a man that he should lie. By implication, men can lie. Or maybe let me paraphrase it. Men lie. Or say men and women lie. When I say men, my MD called me every early in the morning, Dr. Father Dixon, and said, Sofo, the whole video be what I say men can lie. Not just a men, so me can. Then one can say some men, I'm so father. It was not as, you know, when I say men, I am referring to mankind, not just a man. Man and woman, masculinity and femininity, into nipankasa in general can lie. Amen. All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, I said God has given me a loving husband, very caring and very sweet, but he gets angry at every little thing. Papa, what should I do?
Well, you see, that is what we are going to do right now. I want us to commit all our relationships and marital issues in prayer. That's the last thing we are going to do. For only 4 minutes, we are praying and we are done. Now, I will want to commit that heart into the hands of God. The Bible said that the heart of a man is in the hands of the Lord as many waters. And so, he wishes or likes, he tendeth them. Into Fanisha Uradensa, Kasachiren Kakran Kakra, everything is going to be fine. Amen. Stand to your feet. Let us pray. Don't miss the prayer. Only 4 minutes, we are done. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your voice and commit your life, your relationships. If you are married, I want you to commit your marriage. If you have children, I want you to commit them into the hands of God. And ask the Spirit of God to grant you grace, courage, and strength to be able to be successful in your relationships and marriage. Can I hear your voice in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus? Atubra asuvre entoshke yapadak for only 4 minutes. Kapatobra adekasha yandomri iskiri itkada. Said ye tiebia ye de benyamienim. As people going through disappointments, I bring it all before the throne of God. People going through pain, we are laughing, but they are bleeding. I pray in the name of Jesus, let God visit them. Can I hear your voice in prayer? Diboro hadivrendes, braanti koraspe, yante barada kadiba. Hey, lift it up in prayer. Ratoma rakavri riaski ante kobarara rakadia ria do bashanda da aya. Come on in the name of Jesus. Paranadosh. I bring your heart before the Lord. I bring your spouse before the Lord. I bring your fiancé, your fiance. I bring your choice. Choice. Before the Lord. Yamikai woma. Come on in the name of Jesus. Ziyado Shadadada Kabaha. Ria Dabadoshke. Any evil dream, the last 1 minute, every evil relational dream, spiritual marriage dreams, we stand in prayer in agreement. We destroy the destroyer in the name of Jesus. Let God arise, let his enemies scatter in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice. Kia. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands. Let me commit you into the hands of the Lord. Father, I thank you that your people will succeed. It doesn't matter how complicated it is. You are a bridge builder. You are a heart fixer. You are a mind regulator. You are the rebuilder of the broken walls. I bring every broken marriage and relationship before your throne, and I'm asking you to mend them together. Be gracious to us. Lastly, I ask that arise and let your enemies scatter. Every plot of the enemy fighting the power of two, scatter that agenda and grant your people the desires of their hearts. In Jesus' name, I pray for marriages, our children. I mean children within the relationships and marriages. Save them. And for those who are yet to make choices, guide them to make the right choices. May we finish well. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Pick up a Thanksgiving offering. If you don't have it, don't worry. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love, yeah. Oh, I'm in love. I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love, yeah.
With my Jesus. I'm in love. I fall in love with my
You
love.
Are online, join us. You are online, join. I pray over your sacrifice. You will never run dry. Jesus' name, amen. Come and honor the Lord. Love.
I fall in love with my Lord.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's right. I'm in love.
I'm in love,
yeah. I'm falling in love. Yeah, I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love,
yeah. With my Jesus. I'm in love. I'm falling in love with my Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down. Of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear no evil, for thou art with me.
I'm in love. Bless you.
I'm in love. I fall in love with my Lord.
Let my day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Did they come when they finish? You pray. Maintain one name, maintain one name. Come on. I'm in love. God bless you. You sang beautifully. Clap for them. And please, may I use the opportunity on behalf of the leadership of this ministry and all the team we work with. Please, thank you. The Lord bless you. We love you. Thank you for coming, especially on a weekday. May I say, so one could be a biaba, one could be a club, and one could be, there may be them. You nyampo, you momentino, mesreo. Ebre, you kruya, no. wawufie wawompa adawuruma esrew. Amisha, did they come and let me hear your voice? Come and pray and let's clap for her. We have a reception at the back. Father, I pray and I sanctify all the nibbles. I declare it blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Please don't be in a hurry to go. Pick up something before you leave. Amen.
Amen. I want to thank God for Papa's life. Amen. For you availing yourself for God to use you to be a blessing to all of us. You don't have an idea what you are doing in people's homes all over the world. Because people are bleeding. People are bleeding. Especially Asofoma Ameno.
Serious.
I know what I'm saying.
True.
If some of them can leave their churches and even come to Alabaster, I know about three people. And Papa will ask them, why do you leave your church whilst your husband is preaching? Let's just say, Niaman Kui. Ebusia, Mumayan Fas, Samuno, and Nante. And for us, yen yet the right. And I ain't yet choices for now. Please be careful the people you bring into your space. Because there are people that the enemy has assigned them to destroy them. Please be careful. Yemen Shrao, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Papa Yemen Shrao, let us. Shall we please be on our feet?
God bless you.
Danasi, Danasi, Da, Onyame, Efri se wa ye biya ma ye. Danasi, Danasi. Father, we thank you. Shall we say unto you, O God, you've been good to us. Even using our papa to be a blessing to us. Enye bebiani enye ni se. Enye ma e koso. E wankrofon fie fie. You use our papa to speak to us so that we will not repeat that mistakes. Father, we thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for using our papa to be a blessing. Yaba betie wie ye ko. De wetie nku ena ni yonso nku. Now we are living here. We've came to hear a lot. But Father, to do is another thing. We pray in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, visit us from tonight so that whatsoever we've learned tonight, we'll walk with it. Na yen shram ma ye fie fie mo. Nora yesu totro bentro ni shine ya. Ya nye yiraba. Esa se ya nye careful. Awariye din krofo bebre pe ko hell. Help us to escape it, O Lord. yada wase yeshe weno nyam abra ye kwe fo bi anko du fia sumdre ebe koso wada wase. We bless your holy name, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, you can clap. Do it well unto the Lord. Thank you. Let's share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely, signs and wonders shall follow us. All the days of our lives, we will dwell in the house of God forever and ever. Jesus' name. Thank you for coming.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.